I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address.
Now, I'm about to sign the Inflation Reduction Act into law, one of the most significant laws in our history. Let me say from the start, with this law, the American people won and the special interests lost. You know, I swore an oath of office to you and to God to faithfully execute the duties of this sacred office. To me, the critical duty of the president is to defend what is best about America. And that's not hyperbole. Defend what's best about America, to pursue justice, to ensure fairness, deliver results that create possibilities, possibilities that all of us can live a life of consequence and prosperity in a nation that's safe and secure. And today is part of an extraordinary story that's being written by this administration and our brave allies in the Congress. This law that I'm about to sign finally delivers on a promise that Washington has made for decades to the American people. The Inflation Reduction Act invests $369 billion to take the most aggressive action ever in confronting the climate crisis and strengthening our energy security. It's going to offer working families thousands of dollars in savings by providing them rebates to buy new and efficient appliances, weatherize their homes, get tax credit for purchasing heat pumps and rooftop solar, electric stoves, ovens, dryers. It gives consumers a tax credit to buy electric vehicles or fuel cell vehicles, new or used. And it gives them a tax credit of up to $7,500 if those vehicles were made in America. American auto companies, along with American labor, are committing their treasure and their talent, billions of dollars in investment, to make electric vehicles and battery and electric charging stations all across America, made in America, all of it made in America. This new law also provides tax credits that's going to create tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, clean energy manufacturing jobs, solar factories in the Midwest and the South, wind farms across the plains and off our shores, clean hydrogen projects and more all across America, every part of America. And here's another win for the American people. In addition to cutting the deficit by $350 billion last year, my first year in office, and cutting it $1.7 trillion this year, this fiscal year, we're going to cut the deficit, point out, by another $300 billion with the Inflation Reduction Act over the next decade. We're cutting deficits to fight inflation, by having the wealthy and big corporations finally begin to pay part of their fair share. Big corporations will now pay a minimum of 15% tax, instead of us 55 of them got away with paying $0 in federal income tax on $40 billion in profit. And I'm keeping my campaign commitment. No one, let me emphasize, no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes. The Inflation Reduction Act does so many things that for so many years, so many of us have fought to make happen. And let's be clear, in this historic moment, Democrats sided with the American people, and every single Republican in the Congress sided with the special interest in this vote. Every single one. In fact, the big drug companies, spent nearly $100 million to defeat this bill. $100 million. And remember, every single Republican in Congress voted against this bill. Every single Republican in Congress voted against lowering prescription drug prices, against lowering health care costs, against the fair tax system. Every single Republican, every single one, voted against tackling the climate crisis, against lowering our energy costs, against creating good-paying jobs. My fellow Americans, that's the choice we face. We can protect the already powerful, or show the courage to build a future where everybody has an even shot. Making progress in this country is as big and complicated as ours clearly is not easy. It's never been easy. But with unwavering conviction, commitment, and patience, progress does come. Your dad was right. And when it does, like today, people's lives are made better, and the future becomes brighter, and a nation can be transformed. That's what's happening now. from the American Rescue Plan that helped create nearly 10 million new jobs, to once-in-a-generation infrastructure law that will rebuild America's roads, bridges, ports, deliver clean water, high-speed internet to every American, to the first meaningful gun safety law in 30 years, and to get significant veterans' health care law in decades for the first time, to a groundbreaking CHIPS and Science law that's going to ensure that technologies and jobs of the future are made here in America, in America. And all this progress is part of our vision and plan and determined effort to get the job done for the American people so they can look their child in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to make it sure that the democracy delivers for your generation, because I think that's at stake. And now I know there are those here today who hold a dark and despairing view of this country. I'm not one of them. I believe in the promise of America. I believe in the future of this country. I believe in the very soul of this nation. And most of all, I believe in you, the American people. I believe to my core. There isn't a single thing this country cannot do when we put our mind to it. We just have to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. There's nothing beyond our capacity. That's why so many foreign companies decide to invest or make chips in America. Billions of dollars. We're the best. We have to believe in ourselves again. And now I'm going to take action that I've been looking forward to doing for 18 months. I'm going to sign the Inflation Reduction Act.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.